What is my position in the scheme of things? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What is my position in the scheme of things? Well, what do I want my position to be? Do I want my position to be on the relative or on and in the absolute? If my position is in the relative, then I am having experiences. I am having activities. I am having adventures and events taking place in my life. If I am in absolute awareness, if I am expressing my beingness in absolute as I am and as everyone is, and that is all that I am, then I am unaware of being human. It would be like saying that I am a member or I am a resident of planet Earth. And that's not true. I'm not a resident of planet Earth. I'm a resident of the spot on planet Earth whereon I am resident. But in the larger scheme of things, I am resident of the planet Earth. And I'm resident of the galaxy. And I'm resident of the universe. And I'm resident of the allness. Now, as we talk in these frames, we see how difficult it is for us to allow ourselves, if we're going to be absolute aware or absolute beingnesses, for us to think about the relative world. If I think about the here and the now of where I am, then I am in the here and the now, and I am not aware. I am in the allness. And when I'm aware I am in the allness, then I am not aware of any uniqueness that I might have of being here in this one location where I'm standing. Now, do I want to be aware of the allness, or do I want to be aware of the uniqueness? And if I am aware of the allness, I'm aware of nothing, because the all is nothing and the nothing is all. I'm aware of nothing particular. I'm just all-inclusive. Can we visualize the ocean? And we say the ocean is the ocean, large and massive and fantastic. Yet in the ocean are many types of habitats. There are many types of living styles. There are rocks, and there are sand, and there is depth, and there's shallows, and there are fish of varying kinds, and there are plants of varying kinds, and there are water temperatures of varying kinds, and there are water pressures down below, a greater pressure than up above, and all of these pressures are interesting. You see, the diversity of the ocean itself, when you think of ocean, is far greater than anything that we would normally just give it at random thought. But the ocean is a magnificent, fantastic experience. Now, how do we live in the ocean? How do we live in the allness? How do we live in this type of an experience? Well, we live in this type of an experience by not living in it. And that sounds redundant and sounds outrageous, and it is true. Because if we live in the relative, we are going to live in just one little area that we live in. Oh, our area might be a nation as we are playing politics, or as we are looking at world activities for bringing cars from Asia, or bringing food from India, or whatever we may be doing. And we broaden our scope in that respect, but we only broaden it as one little channel. We don't broaden it as a blanket of all of India is known to us because we are receiving food from India. Or all of Asia is known to us because we are receiving automobiles from Asia. We know only the little channels. And this is why it's so important for us to be aware of my position in the scheme of things. What position do I want to have? Now, can you exist without knowing of the cars or the food or the different places on the planet or in the galaxy? Can you exist without knowing your neighbor next door? Can you exist in the allness, in the isness, and be totally unaware of virtually everything except yourself, and even yourself you're not so sure about? And the answer is yes. You can be totally unaware of it, and you are. Just like here on whatever location you are on planet Earth, you're not aware of the various people coming and going in your neighborhood. You're not aware of people moving in, moving out. Perhaps you see their moving van, and that tells you that they're moving. You're not aware of what's going on in the world. You're not aware of how the grocer receives his groceries early in the morning, so for the day the people may come and buy whatever he has. You're not aware of the chemicals that go into the pharmaceutical products that are available at the pharmacy. Oh, you're aware of maybe one or two that you hear about, but even that you're not aware of, because you're only hearsaying it. You're not aware of it by personally observing it or touching it or making it happen yourself. That's a very unique position. But what is my position in the scheme of things? I can only have one position as according to where I am now. If I'm going to think absolute, then I don't think much at all. If I'm going to think relative, I think even less. You say, well, my goodness, is there nothing that I am to do? Yes. You are to be an absolutist in thinking in the now. And to be an absolutist in thinking in the now is to only think in now. And as you only think in now, every event that takes place in your life is now. Every thought you have is a now thought. Every word, every picture you see, everything you do is a now thing. And as you tune in to that now thing, it gives you truly the position you have in the scheme of things, here and now. And according to our scientific thought, here doesn't exist and now doesn't exist. There is no time or space in all of beingness. And yet our eyes tell us there is time and space. Our ears, our bodies, our beingness always wants to create the time and the space. This seems to us so important. In fact, we even create motion pictures of time and space, showing things that are going on, showing activities that are taking place. Yes, we even have those things going on. Now, what is this all about? What is our position in the scheme of things? Is our position in the scheme of things to just be confused? If you want to, you're joining the majority. Or is my position in the scheme of things to be at peace with myself and know that whatever thoughts come to my mind, I dwell upon these thoughts because these thoughts are my divine thoughts. They're beautiful and good thoughts, and wonderful things happen. Yes, there are some minds like that. We speak of Einstein, and we think of his thought, and we think of his formulas, and how other people came along and tried to disclaim his formulas. And he said to them, I believe in my formula. If you can prove it wrong, then I'll not believe in it. But until you can, I will believe in it, because it is what has come to my consciousness. It is my place in the scheme of things to be aware of things of this area. This is where my place is. This is what my area is. And all of his life, he dwelt much like that. Oh, he got into big discussions, and he doubted himself from time to time, as most people do. But always he came back to feeling very confident. He read vastly into the activities of other people in his field. And everywhere he read, he found no one who stimulated him in his thinking as he stimulated himself. Because when he had his position in the scheme of things, when he listened to the divine within him always told him the things that he was interested in hearing, the things that he was interested in learning about, the things that were important to him. Now, what does the divine in you share to you? What does it teach to you? What does it reveal to you? What does it reveal to me? What is my position in the scheme of things? Well, in the philosophy of the University of Healing, we teach, be yourself and have fun. And this is the philosophy of all great beings. To be yourself, which is, you can't be anyone else, be yourself and have fun. If what you are doing is not joyful and happy and harmonious, you can be sure it's not the right thing. But if what you are doing makes you feel good, then you can be sure that it is divine. Well, you see, there are some things that make me feel good that are not good for me. Well, do they really make you feel good? Do you know that they're not good for you? Do you know that somewhere along the line you're not going to be happy that you're doing it? Yeah. Well, then it's really not something that is being yourself. You're being something else. Being yourself is whatever comes to your heart out of your divine self. And having fun means that you are joyfully participating in anything that you're doing with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being, so that everything that you do is a reflection of a happy heart. That's who we really are. That's who we really are. And if we want to be that and do that, then we let go of all these other attitudes that come from other people saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. This is the way it has to be done. I'm setting up this program and this is how it has to be done. You're living under this government and that tells you this has to be done. And I say, if you don't like the way your government teaches, go live under a different government that teaches the way you like. And if you can't find a government that teaches the way you like, go buy some desert island where you live by yourself, or you live with people who believe like you do. Now, there are many people who have done that. They've gone off the deep end in doing that, and we have not understood them. And that's okay. We don't have to understand. All we have to do is to be ourselves and have fun. And you can be sure that if you're being yourself and having fun, it's good for everybody, and it's good for you. And it's something that you will return to again and again and again. So, as you think on these things, you know what your position is in the scheme of things. I know what my position is in the scheme of things, to be myself and have fun, untouched by what anyone else says or does. For I know who I am, and I like me. Okay, have a lovely day. And join the Absolute Philosopher in thinking this way, if you like. I love you. I love you. I love you.